Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, June 27th, 2022. This morning I will talk about obsession with youth. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours, for you have provided us with families that care for us to match the heavenly care that you have lavished on us all our lives. Forgive us when we obsess about youth, neglecting our parents and wandering from the path that we were given in the life of Christ. We give thanks for all the seasons of life in our own lives and in the lives of our families, neighbors, and friends in Christ. In the power of your Holy Spirit, may we always be aware of the times and seasons of life, following the examples given in Scripture and those laid out for us by the saints around us. Grant us mature desires and holy passions that reinforce your will for our lives. In Jesus' precious name, amen. One of the defining characteristics of the Christian faith is honoring each individual, regardless of age, as being created in the image of God. The Apostle Paul's writing is particularly clear on this point. He writes, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free, there is no male and female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ." This is Galatians 3:28. No ethnic group is better than any other, no economic class is better than any other, and no gender is better than any other. Paul goes on to extend this concept to the family. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." This is Ephesians 6, 1-4. Paul is essentially saying that because we are all created in the image of God, no age group is better than any other. Neither a newborn nor a senior standing at the gates of heaven is better than any other. Christians are to value life stages equally by honoring each stage and not cling to any particular stage as if it were intrinsically preferred. In this sense, Christianity is a holistic faith that values maturity and embraces each stage of life with equal joy. This makes particular sense in the Christian context because our faith is rooted in history. Creation is the beginning, and the second coming of Christ will be its end. Knowing that the end is in Christ, we can journey through life in Christ, meeting the challenges of each stage of life without fear. The holistic nature of the Christian lifestyle puts it in direct conflict with today's youth culture, where putting on a bit of weight or allowing people to see your gray hair puts you at risk of being shunned and ridiculed. Celebrities in our culture, politicians, war heroes, athletes, movie stars, musicians, fashion models, the rich, all hide their age judiciously and show as much skin as possible to reinforce the illusion that they remain young. The Christian idea that beauty consists of character and appearance being in sync runs counter to this obsession with appearance. Ironically, this obsession with youth comes at a time when fewer people are getting married and having children. Those that do find less support from families, the church, and even schools for raising healthy kids because the focus has shifted to other age groups. The church is complicit with this youth obsession when it implicitly asks as though the Christian message is not fit for adults by refusing to practice evangelism and to argue apologetically for the gospel, by energetically taking up various other popular causes and cultural affinities, by neglecting the care of souls, and by putting itself out there as a de facto daycare center. Bonhoeffer observes, "The church confesses herself guilty of the collapse of parental authority. She offered no resistance to contempt for age and idolization of youth, for she was afraid of losing youth and with it the future." For an organization with limited staff and budget to focus on anything other than the gospel is to be complicit with culture. Think about the holidays. Halloween used to be about little children. Now dressing up for Halloween is an obsession for older people. Likewise, the family orientation of Thanksgiving is being eclipsed by retailers anxious for Christmas sales. The secularization of Christmas directly mutes the Christian message on family. The Christmas story in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke is a family story, one of the few biblical stories aimed almost exclusively on the family. The image of God in Genesis plays out in the New Testament with two very worried parents trying to cope with a stressful, even murderous, environment. Later, the Gospel of John records Jesus caring for his mother from the cross. In John 19:26-27, we read, "When Jesus saw his mother and the disciples, he was moved, standing nearby. He said to his mother, 'Woman, behold your son.' Then he said to the disciple, 'Behold your mother.' And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home." This personal statement in a public execution, a family moment, suggests that the Apostle John was an eyewitness, but more importantly, it gives a glimpse into the person of Jesus, who cares for his family even in inconvenient circumstances. Obviously, Mary was also an eyewitness and a family-focused person. While the postmodern obsession with youth may seem random, the dysfunction of remaining in adolescence well into adulthood and encouraging adolescent attitudes about market purchases may be a direct consequence of strategies employed by advertisers. Inadequacy marketing directly assaults the spirit of most religious teaching, irrespective of theology, because most religions aid our maturization and help us to contribute to society. Marketing expert Jonathan Sachs writes, "All story-based marketing campaigns contain an underlying moral of the story and supply a ritual that suggests how to react to that moral. This advertising might be harmless if it were not repeatedly, endlessly chipping away at our basic morality and promoting a materialistic worldview." Blamires observes, "In the world of advertising, no man grows older than 35 and no woman older than 27. It is a cozy picture of life full of color and ease. There is always plenty to eat and drink, and the furniture never gets old or drab." While this may be less true today than in the 1960s when Blamires wrote, "Even the old in advertisements are fitter than most Americans, more fashion aware, and enjoy an active lifestyle like the rich and famous. If large corporations find it in their financial interest to keep us feeling inadequate, then the increasing focus on youth in our culture is not a random event." Much is at stake in encouraging people to follow a normal pattern of maturation rather than getting stuck in a particular stage in life. Centering on the image of God in Jesus Christ is an antidote to the immaturity being promoted today in secular culture. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.